You're listening to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.
We welcome to the official Raider podcast, one of my favorite sports talk hosts in America, and he'll also be on the sidelines for CBS television for this upcoming game on Sunday with Kevin Harlan and former MVP Rich Gannon. Scott Kaplan joins us. And Scott, let's get right into it. As Philip Rivers played last week against the Jets, I couldn't believe his level of play. I don't think he's ever played better. Assess his play.
Yeah, JT, Philip Rivers is playing, and I know it's a vogue thing to kind of just pay attention to all of a sudden, but he's playing better than he ever has because he's added a new element to his game. And if, for a guy who's been in the league as long as he has and has had as much success, you know, he's always been kind of brainy like Peyton Manning, you know, but also gutsy and Southern boy gunslinger type like Brett Favre used to be. And now, for some reason, I don't even know how he did it, he sort of has added this craftiness in the pocket, the ability to move within the pocket and even take off just a little bit, sort of like a Dan Marino used to do. So it's like a whole new element of his game is keeping the plays alive longer, and he's just the guy's accuracy is just out of this world.
No doubt. He's playing at an MVP level. It'll be a race with him and Peyton Manning and some of the elite players like Aaron Rodgers. Cause for concern with San Diego rushing the football at 25th in the league overall. Is this just something they're not doing, 2.8 yards per attempt, because Rivers is so successful when they're able to go four or five wide?
Well, I would say in being around the Chargers last week when they played and beat up on Jacksonville, they were talking about how committed they were going to be to the run. But at that time, you know, Nick Hardwick's their Pro Bowl center. He's gone for the year. Rich Ornberger is their backup. He's out in that game and then in this past game as well against the Jets. And they're on to their third center, a guy named Doug Ligursky, who had about 25 starts or so in his career. He gets hurt in this past game against the Jets, and he goes on injured reserve. So, you know, for me, they've had all kinds of problems along the offensive line, particularly at the center position. But then, you know, they lose their top two running backs. I mean, Danny Woodhead is a very valuable, versatile kind of player. Ryan Matthews is your starter. Donald Brown was brought in this past offseason as kind of an insurance policy. He had a concussion this past weekend. Enter Brandon Oliver, undrafted free agent player from the University of Buffalo, who really had very little chance to make this Charger team and did. And now he's already being compared to Darren Sproles. I would tell you that if he was wearing number 44, it may not be that obvious, but at 43 and short, people think he looks like the new Darren Sproles.